Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gamers Inn Patron Hangout for the month of April. So if anyone is unfamiliar, basically we're just hanging out with patrons, so you guys can ask us whatever questions you've got. There's a game you want us to talk about, whatever. This is basically your show. So if you want to hang out with us, get on over to patreon.com/thegamersinn, and if you're a patron, you can see all of the info of where to go in Discord. So I do believe we've got our first patron. Is Ventigo ready to get pulled in?
I don't know. Let's see. He's in there, so he's getting pulled in. He's probably going to be like, ah.
I wish there was a way to like notify people and like ping them or something. Be like, you're about to be brought into a live broadcast. Ping.
Caller, you're on. No, he might not be at the computer. We might have just caught him.
I am.
Oh, I'll
just let you finish.
Oh, I let you finish, but I'm going to talk about a video game now. What are you playing, Venigo? I want to know what you're playing.
I am getting destroyed on Hearthstone.
Oh, so you're just like me. Like,
yeah, that's a pretty common theme, I think, since the expansion went live. Is pretty much, I don't know how it's happening, because I'm pretty sure 100% of Hearthstone players are getting destroyed on ladder right now. But someone must be winning, right?
I got a friend who got Legend, actually, right after this, and he was at rank 4. So.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Right after the thing hit, he went Legend.
I'm trying to use his deck. I feel like there are just so many decks out there right now that if you play something that you are solid with, like if you play something like Zoo or Aggro Shaman, or you know, something that's just a little bit more standard, then you probably have a really good chance of getting to Legend right now, because everyone else is messing around with the new hotness. So if you have something that you know inside and out, that's probably the way to go about it.
Yeah, unless you just face Druid, Shaman.
Yeah, true.
Over and over. I'm talking about me, I'm talking about you guys. I want to hear how Ryan got destroyed in Hearthstone.
It's funny, I haven't touched my deck yet. I meant to go in and look at the Shaman cards. I know we talked about it yesterday on Gamers Inn, it has how there's these Shaman cards that could like buff my deck. Just buff it real good. So I haven't done that yet, but I started an arena run for some reason, and I won that. I won a match in that after being...
Oh, nice. I thought you meant for a second when you said you won that, I thought you meant like you got 12 wins.
Oh, no.
I was like, what?
If I get three,
I've never even done that.
If I get three wins, I'm a happy camper. If I get one win, I'm like, woof, over the moon. my arena run's going well. I'm trying to keep up on like quests and stuff, but I really just need to get in there and have patience with the new cards and try to figure out which cards to actually add into my deck, because the whole like Ryan wants to have fun right now isn't working, because there is that like you have to kind of figure out what you're doing. And judging, I'm looking at our Discord chat right now, and it's like, holy crap, everybody's playing Hearthstone, and the one person who isn't is Kearney, who's playing Rocket League, and Spexus is playing WoW. But I'm glad that there's new cards. I'm excited to be playing, and I cannot wait to just really get a deck that doesn't scream Ryan made this last July.
Well, the same guy who did Legend actually did an Overload Shaman deck that he's having a lot of success with.
I've had that played against me once, and it was pretty frustrating, because it was, I don't know, what do the kids call it? To the face? They go to the face?
Smork.
Smork? What?
Smork.
What is the smork? I don't know. That's news.
Oh.
It combines orc and smash?
I think else. Actually it comes from Twitch chat, and there's actually an emote called smork, because it's the orc from Space Marines, I think, and it's just like this super angry orc face. Yeah, see there, Jim's all over it.
Nailed it. Oh yeah, that orc kind of looks like the orcs from Cameo, just a little bit, like a rare, so, like it kind of looks rarish, you know. Okay.
So yeah, that's where it comes from. That's where the term smork comes from. So if you're playing smork hunter, smork shaman, it's face shaman, because that's usually when you hit face, Twitch chat goes crazy with the orcs.
Is it like are people trying to Are they trying to create a new language so people like me are coming in and like, I don't speak Hearthstone? Is that what they're doing? Why? Basically, I don't understand it.
I don't know, but that's just generally Twitch chat tends to do that. It's the same like as any kind of internet community, I guess, or probably any kind of community in general. Like, it's just, you know, you have your own language with the group of people that you hang out with all the time. So Smork is one of those global emotes, which basically is one of the ones that's put in there by Twitch. So everyone has access to it. So you don't have to sub to anyone's channel to get access to the Smork emote. So that it's the same as Kappa. Kappa's another one.
Right. Yeah. This, all this internet speak. I mean, I'm on the internet. Don't get me wrong. But I'm and Kappa is a thing I'm familiar with. It's that weird, like, gray looking face, and he looks so kind of like, I don't know, not serious.
Sarcastic?
Yeah, sarcastic. Yeah. That's the word. So, I mean, I'm enjoying Old Gods. I have faced a Smork, like you said, and I feel like that would be fun
Ryan,
to play.
I'm so proud of you.
I lost. I don't know why you shouldn't be proud of me. I lost that match pretty handily. But
own experience.
Now I'll get there. It's because I keep trying to play on my phone because that seems to be the only time I have, right? Because I'm sitting on my break or at lunch and I'm like playing on my phone. What I need to do is I need to set aside 20 minutes, build a deck on my computer, and then enjoy it wherever I am because I love playing on my phone. I love playing on the iPad. So I'm getting there. I have to unlock my remaining free packs. I'm not quite there yet.
It took me a while. It took me 2 days.
Yeah.
Well, they came out yesterday.
I'll get there. I'm not too worried about it. I'm digging what they've added in Old Gods over what they added in Grand Tournament. Like, Grand Tournament was great for what it was when it came out, but I'm just feeling like Old Gods is more, feels more creative. I don't know. That's just
Old Gods to me makes Hearthstone feel like a brand new game. Like, it feels completely different than it did, like, this time last week. It's just, like, there's all these new cards with all these new ways to play. There's kind of, like, big archetypes that you can make based on each old god, or you can just not play with the old gods at all and just kind of make tweaks to existing decks. It feels like every class has multiple archetypes now that they can actually make viable, and it's not so much just like, well, here's these three decks that are amazing and everyone's playing them and that's all there is. Like, it feels like there's a lot of variety. You've got new modes now. You've got deck recipes. Like, it feels like with Old Gods, like, Hearthstone's finally here, like, ready to be taken seriously. Like, this is the best version that we've ever had of the game.
It's what Heroes needs, right? I see that. I followed Dustin Browder on Twitter, and he's constantly, like, quote retweeting people who are complaining about the game, and which is both awesome and annoying at the same time. And it's not his fault. I just see these people who are clearly enjoying the game but feel the need to bother the lead designer on Twitter, and he has valid responses to everyone that comes out. And one of those is to do what Hearthstone's done with standard mode, set up seasons, right? Because Heroes of the Storm has just been Heroes of the Storm, and the matchmaking is kind of thrown off because you have everybody in the same pool. Like, and even people like me who have kind of grinded to level 30, even though I'm not that great at the game. yeah, I don't know. It would be really interesting to see that mentality of standard versus wild, like, setting up seasons and apply that to Heroes to kind of have a reset, you know, every once in a while. So the people who are at the very, very top aren't playing the people who are just trying it out for the first time.
Yeah, Heroes definitely needs a wipe. They need season one or, you know, just a wipe, or season two, or like whatever they want to call it. But they're definitely due for just a reset. Like, I mean, because I know Jules, who plays with us on Tuesdays, she was saying basically, like, she doesn't play in Hero League because there's really no point. Like, her MMR just never changes, because when she first went into Hero League, she didn't really know what she was doing and she lost a whole bunch of games. And now it's like those games are just stuck. Like, she can't ever make up for that original, like, faceplant, I guess. No. So it feels like, you know, like every single time she wins a game, it's just like, well, I have to win 25 games before I'm even going to break even. And then so every game she loses, it's just like, oh man, seriously? And it slides her back that much more. So if they just, they need to wipe. But Morn in the Discord chat is asking what our favorite old god deck is. So there's so many right now, and there hasn't really been like a, I guess, consolidated list of all the super cool decks that have been made. I've been playing with C'Thun, and I don't necessarily think that C'Thun is my favorite. C'Thun is just like the easiest, right? Everybody gets him. The idea behind him is really easy. Like, you play minions, you buff him up, and then something happens at the end of the game, provided that you draw him. So he's very straightforward. I think that probably Yogg-Saron decks are my favorite, because that's the one where you like cast a whole bunch of spells, and then when you play him, he casts a whole bunch of random spells.
Right. I saw the reaction video of one of those. Someone had posted, I can't remember which Discord chat, but it was pretty fantastic. And one that's basically like just hit the YOLO button, I guess,
exactly, when you're playing. Exactly, yeah. And so there's kind of like a sweet spot with numbers of spells with him, where like you want to kind of have casted 10 to 15 spells before you play him. Mm-hmm. And then he's basically statistically going to, assuming you don't get, you know, some terrible, terrible, terrible luck, he's basically going to clear your opponent's board, probably summon and or buff some stuff for you. And then like, so basically he kind of flips the state of the board statistically. Obviously that doesn't happen every time, and that's when you get the super crazy videos. But I think it's really cool to kind of have that added level of complexity, because, and I mean, total and complete chaos and randomness, because like you have to know how to then react to the board, and you know what to save in case things go totally wrong when you play Yogg. So I think that it's just, it's a really interesting idea. And if you basically play too many spells, then there's like way too much of a chance of really bad stuff happening to you. And if you play too few, it's too random to really kind of control the outcome. So, yeah, there's, I think in terms of actual old gods, I think Yogg is really, really cool. I like his mechanic. N'Zoth decks, I think, are really powerful. He's the one that resummons Deathrattle minions who have died that game. So you do have to make sure that you actually have Deathrattle minions that die. Yeah, exactly. So you have to make sure they actually die. Like, just having them in your deck, he won't pull them from your deck. They have to be played and die, and then he resummons them. So that's a pretty cool mechanic, kind of close to Kalthazad, but still pretty cool.
It feels like they've been adding a couple of combos since League of Explorers that are like, oh shit moments for Twitch streamers. Like, you had the Golden Monkey and the Reno Jackson stuff.
Yeah.
That was a big Twitch, oh my god, let's capture that and put it on YouTube type moment. And now it seems, and I'm not complaining, I think that's great, because it makes the game exciting, as opposed to, I don't know if you saw that ESO is coming out with that Hearthstone clone. And yes. I think there's a beta, I'm not in it, but it kind of looks...
they've been emailing the crap out of me, and I'm just like, I don't want to do this. I have my card game already.
See, they haven't been emailing. I haven't got an email yet, but I saw that, and it was just like, I mean, it's a little too little too late. Like, you had your chance probably before standard mode comes out, and releasing after that is kind of, I don't know, kind of weird to me. But
I don't know. I crafted all four gold gods in golden. So
You crafted
gold versions?
Yeah.
How much dust do you have?
Everyone calls me the 1%, but I think that Vent has just proven that it's not me, it's him.
Well, I dusted all my GVG legendaries and gold. So I had enough. I dusted all the nerfs, so that started me off at 7,000 gold.
You didn't want to keep your GVG golds for like your collection?
No. Oh. Didn't really. I'm only going to play standard, so...
Okay.
And it's kind of good that you know that. Like, I really have no idea. Like, Tavern Brawls are still going to be wild. Wild has its own ladder. right now I'm playing in standard, but I might not stay that way. I just don't want to face the same decks that I've always faced. So mm-hmm. I've been staying off the standard ladder, or sorry, the wild ladder. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think that the completionist in me could actually go into my collection and delete all GVG stuff, you know? Like,
oh, I didn't do that. I just deleted the bad epics. And I had a Golden Sneeds, so that went.
Oh, okay.
I
thought you meant
and,
you
I mean, have you
all of your legendaries and all of your everything from GVG. And I was like, oh my god, Dr. Boom!
Dr. Boom stayed.
Good.
That's the only one you need. But have you seen my Smite collection? Like, really?
Well, yeah.
That is my, what is it, the completionist thing.
Yeah.
I miss Smite. I need to go in and vote and do my like, I don't know, I did it in advance. I think I went through and just clicked a bunch of shit. So it's like, I predicted just, what was it, Pantheon and Triggermore? I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah, Jim was teaching you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it
Pantera is the one that you wanted to pick.
Right, I know. It was the Panther, that's how I remember. Yeah. It's I miss Smite. Smite's one of those games that we haven't played in a little bit, but they've been adding, they just added a new hero, didn't they? Another new hero, I guess I should say.
Yep.
It's
like, within the last couple of weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
That's cool. I need to get back. Is anyone playing Paladins? No, maybe?
Nope.
Overwatch.
Oh, right.
I thought I saw another question, but I might have missed it.
I don't know.
Yep. I don't know where it was.
I'll pull Jimmy in here. Because now that we're not on Skype, we can't crash the server.
Yeah.
He might be...
Hello, Jim!
Hello, Jocelyn and Ryan.
Hey. Hey.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Pretty fantastical. We got Old God, so I'm like, I've been happy for like days now.
Yeah. I haven't played too much, actually, but it's been interesting.
That's a good word for it. Definitely different.
Yeah, which is nice for a game that's been around this long to be able to switch it up like that without completely like upsetting the board. It just shows good design, I think.
It doesn't feel bad
board
dying.
Is completely upset.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what they're aiming for. I don't know. It just, to me, it feels like when you have a game that's been around, it's been 2 years, right? It must have been. And
yes, 2 years and a month since release.
Yeah. So if you have a game around for 2 years, the fact that they're, I felt like the other expansions really didn't mix it up as much as this. And again, I'm a casual player, but playing with the Old Gods, it seems like, yes, okay, this is, like you said, it's like, feels like a whole new game. So it's been interesting for you. Have you like tailored any of your decks yet? How are you doing Hearthstone?
Well, I did do a shitty tempo rogue of my own, which I won a couple games with. It's weird warrior decks, but I don't think it's actually any good. But what was interesting today is that I think Forbidden Shaping might actually be good.
Because
I copied this Dragon Priest deck, which a guy was using at Number One Legend, and he had two of them in it. So I crafted them, decided to give it a try. I've only used it in one game, and it actually was irrelevant. I had lethal. But just having in my hand for several turns at 10 mana, and just thinking of all the ways I could use it, could fit it in on my curve with what I have in my hand, it actually seemed like it probably is good in some decks, at least.
Well, and that's kind of what we were talking about, is that like it's probably good or could potentially be good. It's probably one of the best of the forbidden cards. And it's just like the flexibility of being able to use it on any turn for any amount of mana kind of is what makes it potentially okay.
Yeah, and I think it could be legitimately good and valuable in Dragon Priest, especially because one of the biggest problems with that deck, both the current version and the old one, is that you got so many cards that depend on having a dragon in your hand to work well. So sometimes you just don't have a dragon, or you don't want to waste your Blackwing Corruptor's 3 damage on, you know, hitting face or something. So that's another area that's really good, is like, you know, I got 5 mana, can't play my Dragon Synergy cards. Yeah, just throw out some random 5-drop.
Which is probably still going to be good.
Yeah, and then late game, I just had my hand. I was thinking, okay, I could do this. get a 7 drop, do this, get an 8 drop. Just for the hell of it, I did all my mana and got a 10 drop, which is just a sea giant. But actually, doing all 10 mana kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because 5 of the 9 cards are not good to get for 10 mana. You really only want Faceless Behemoth, the Deathwings, or Yogg-Saron.
And when you actually cast the Forbidden Shaping, does it actually give you the battle cry of the minion it summons, or no? Oh, okay. So then it just summons the minion directly. Right. So then, yeah, Deathwing would be awesome.
Yeah. But of course, you don't get like C'Thun's battle cry or Yogg-Saron's or any of that.
Yeah.
So I think like probably 8 or 9 is the ideal range to spend it. Mm-hmm. As far as because you don't want to get a giant at 10 mana. Or C'Thun for it's a 6/6. That just sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was really surprised just thinking about it without even testing it. I haven't had a chance to test, see how it really works, but just thinking about it in the context of that game that I was playing, it was like, this actually seems like it should be good. It's given me very valuable choices I can make.
Nice. Yeah, well, it sounds like at least you're kind of you're doing what I should be doing. You're thinking about what you want to do as opposed to just going in there and like, I can brute force this and just like put in the random cards I got with my packs. That's always been my problem with Hearthstone, and it's not that it's hard to wrap your mind around what you should be doing. It's just that I've been lazy when it comes to Hearthstone.
Laziness is easy.
Yeah, it's very easy, and it's also the killer, right? But I mean, it's really cool to see, again, just seeing all the people playing Hearthstone again, and I hope that lasts. You know, because there are those hardcores, but there's still the people that just jump in every once in a while. I mean, our community is pretty heavily like Blizzard biased, so there's a lot of people playing Blizzard games. I think for the longest time it was mostly Heroes, but it's nice to see that it shifted back to Hearthstone.
You guys are making me want to just hang up the call and just like go in Hearthstone.
Well, you know what?
Hey, game night.
I'll just play Hearthstone.
But we can't play. Well, I guess, yeah, we could challenge each other one at a time, but that's not as fun as like co-op-y stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
HS Alter in the chat room says, do you think the next expansion is going to feel not as important since it won't be in the game for a full 2 years like the first expansion of the year? That's kind of interesting. I think that might actually not be the case. Like, if you're thinking about doing something super duper crazy, do you do it in the thing that's going to be around for exactly 2 years, or the one that's only going to be around for like a year and a couple of months? Like, if you want to try to just go off the rails, I think that you do it in that second expansion of the year. So they might do more experimentation in the later expansion, because if whatever they do goes terribly wrong, it's not then stuck in the game for 2 years. So we might see some really cool stuff in the second expansion.
I would kind of make the argument that they've already done that with the old gods. Some of this stuff is pretty crazy.
So imagine even crazier than old gods.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm wondering if there's going to be like a part two to this expansion, though.
Old gods part two. I hope so, because I am so disappointed that there's no Shaw in this expansion. Like, the Shaw are literally like pieces of Yashiraj, so why do we not have a whole bunch of Shaw cards? Like, such a missed opportunity.
I thought he was going to split into them.
Or you would have to like play a certain amount of Shaw to summon him or something. I don't know, but
worst old gods card just turns into that one card. was it Robot? Memoron.
Memoron, Voltron. Yeah. Voltron.
Right, so. And I like the idea of a part two is something I suggested. Like, it'd be really cool to see them do an adventure set to the old gods. And the fact that you mentioned the Shaw, they could do something really cool with the Shaw. Like, you're cleansing, like the Shaw, the things you cleanse in Pandaria, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, there'd be something really cool. Maybe you're like following around Lili trying to find Chen. Oh, there's the Shaw. Blast them. Don't cross the streams. That sort of thing. That'd be really cool.
And there's all kinds of stuff with the Shaw too. Like, there's little bubbles of Shaw. There's like big, huge manifestations of Shaw. Like, you fight some in Siege of Angrimmar. I think you fight the Shah of Pride. There's like a couple of world bosses that, like, I think the Shah of Anger is one that you can find in Kunlai Summit. So mm-hmm. like, I mean, there's all kinds of iterations on like what the Shah actually is. So it would make sense to have like little 2 and 3 mana cards, as well as like big 8 and 9 mana cards if you're going to go with the Shah theme. So yeah, I was a little bit disappointed. I hope they do it eventually. I don't necessarily want like a Pandaria Hearthstone expansion, but I just think that the Shah would be a really cool tribe to have. Mm-hmm. So we got another question from the chat room. Mm-hmm. Actually, we got 2 questions from the chat room. Not Hearthstone related. So I think we just pulled Morn into the call. So Morn, do you have anything you want to talk about that's Hearthstone related before we kind of switch up gears here?
I was talking about the old god deck question. I sent that to you guys earlier, but you pretty much already talked about that, so nothing specific and new, really.
Are you enjoying okay. old gods?
It's a nice fresh take. The same conversation we've all been having. Mm-hmm. This whole time is it's nice to see something new, nice to change things up. Love the new meta, where we were seeing tons of Pally and tons of Warrior and whatnot. Now we're seeing tons of Rogue and different Druid. Types of Hunter and a new Druid. It's nice to see the complete flip of the meta.
Cool. That's what we want to hear, right?
So
exactly.
No, Druid didn't die.
Yeah, everyone was saying, like, oh, Druid's going to be so bad. They're not bad. They're just different. They're still really powerful. But not in the, like, oh my god, I can't let my health get below 14 kind of way. So, so Never Say Cass in the chat room asks, what do you guys think about Pokemon Go? Mm. I'm way too excited to travel and play the game to catch new Pokemon. So, Ryan, I feel like this is totally a Ryan question.
Yeah. So, they had a leak, actually. They're doing a closed small beta in Australia, which is why I'm excited, because when they launch in Australia, the next country to usually get it is New Zealand, and then the next country to usually get it is Canada.
I was going to say, usually it's like Australia, Canada, but I always forget about New Zealand. I'm sorry, New Zealand. I love you. You have Lord of the Rings.
If it weren't for Lord of the Rings, everyone would forget it. Let's be honest. Everyone would forget about New Zealand. It's like Australia's hat, just like we're America's hat. We feel you, New Zealand. It's a tough job, but someone's going to do it. Yeah. But no, Pokemon Go looks interesting. Some of the leaked footage, I haven't watched it, but from what I've heard, it shows customizing of your avatar. So you're going to be able to create your Pokemon trainer. You're going to be able to go around. It's like, okay, I want to catch a grass type, so I got to go to a place that Game Freak has labeled as a field, and you can go in and catch your Bulbasaur, and it's just...
Oh, like you actually have to, like, go there? And
yeah.
Like, oh, that's really, really cool.
It's like geocaching, but cool, and you get good stuff, you know?
Geocaching is cool.
I know.
Geocaching is super cool.
It is super cool.
I used to do that all the time.
But there's no Pokemon in regular geocaching.
That's true.
I'm just saying, but
it'd be really cool if you can like hold your phone up or something with like the camera going, and there's some sort of like overlay of Pokemon's like jumping around.
Oh yeah,
in front of you or something.
It's augmented reality. That's what it is. You can.
Oh okay, that is super cool. Then
you use your camera.
I haven't seen any of this stuff, so
it's been very like, again, the only official footage we've seen is just an announcement trailer that was the CG stuff. But all mm-hmm. the leaks have been, like, the field tests that they've done. There hasn't been any official releases of videos that actually show people catching Pokemon. But that's what you are going to be able to do, is create your trainer, level up, catch Pokemon. And even battle, I think, too, is another one that they've shown. And
so
yeah.
Is that going to be something where, like, because I can't imagine that they have, like, the entire world mapped out to the point where they're saying, like, this is grass and this is fire and this is whatever. Mm-hmm. So... is that going to be the kind of thing that's going to be almost like open source, like crowdsourced, where I can say like, okay, in Cambridge, this area is like industrial. So this is where you'd find rock Pokemon. And this area is like field, and like, here's a creek or whatever. Like, am I going to be able to delineate those areas, or am I just going to have to wait and hope that my area gets done eventually?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. And, you know, it might just be using like Google Maps data. I think because it is a partnership with a company that used to be part of Google. So I think it's just using Google Map data, but I'm sure there'll be some opportunities to correct Google in many fantastic ways. I'm looking forward to it just because it'll be nice to have a Nintendo phone app that isn't a weird, let's guess your password. Like, Miitomo has certainly just fallen flat for me. Like, I think I played it enough to talk about it on the show, and then it was like, all right, I think.
I haven't opened it.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get through the character creation part.
Yeah. It's very particular in the graphics and voice and style and just the way it's set up. Like, I can understand a lot of people enjoying it for specific reasons, but for me, I just don't have enough time to go in. And it's typical Nintendo fashion where it's just a bunch of text thrown at you and you have to, like, cycle through, and every other text that it pops up is not relevant to you getting through this quick enough. But I'm looking forward to Pokemon Go because that's being developed by an external partner, and it'll be interesting. I've always wanted,
that sounds super cool.
It does. I've always wanted something like that, like a Pokemon MMO that isn't, you know, strapped to your 3DS, and doing something different with the license that isn't a ham-fisted console port or something. It's gonna be neat. I'm excited.
We also got a question from Leo that says, do you feel that your playstyle has changed a bit in Heroes after your time with Kyle this weekend? Trying to change my playstyle. Kyle is a fantastic teacher, and I very strongly recommend that everyone go watch ITN and everyone go to kyleferguson.com because he does offer coaching. And oh my God, like, it was so great to sit down with him because I feel like he pointed out a whole bunch of things that I was doing wrong or weird or, you know, like, just I wasn't even aware that I should be doing. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely a great learning experience, but oh my God, the amount of information. I'm just like, I can't remember to think of all of these things. Like,
it's a complex game. So
it's a really complex game. And I found, like, even Kyle talking to me about it, kind of being like, oh yeah, you just need to blah 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 blah, and I was like, wait, I need to what?
Stutter step. So, come on,
think about MOBAs is that though they play like the way you control it's like an action game, it's really very much a strategy game.
Yes,
there's a lot of things you just have to know, and then once you know them and can think about them, that eventually become somewhat second nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly. A very, very long process. With probably close to 900 hours in Smite now, there are still many things where I'm just not reacting or thinking of everything I need to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, to an extent, it's a process that never ends learning it, but even just getting to a level where you feel adequate in that nature, it takes time.
Yeah, for sure.
Time.
For sure.
A lot of consistent play.
And I find with Heroes, what I struggle with the most is the different maps and the different objectives on each map. So each map has a different number of mercenaries. They're placed in different places. Each map has a different objective. Some maps even have different number of lanes or like different shapes of lanes. So like Blackheart's Bay, the lanes go like up in like a diamond shape. And I'm just like, is this top? Is this middle? I don't even know right now. So I find that, Heroes is complicated for so many other reasons, just because, like, the game board changes every time. So not only does your hero comp change and what you're playing changes and what your other team is playing changes, but then you also have to figure out how best to play on each map. And so it's just, it's very, very complicated for me. And I've been trying really hard because I've never actually played a game like this before. Even when we play Smite, like, we play Assault Mode, which is ARAM. So there's one lane and all the characters are random, so you don't have to worry about comps. Like, you literally just have to worry about, like, are you playing your hero to the best of your ability and trying not to die too much in actual team fights. So it's a lot more simple in that way than Smite or than Heroes is. And I feel like I'm thinking about the things that Kyle told me, and it's helping me. I think on Tuesday we had a lot better communication. So if you guys are wondering, on Sunday I did Joss versus the World. It was the first episode, and I had Kyle on Teaching Me Heroes. And so it's kind of like a stream podcast hybrid. And on Tuesday, we do Ladies Night. Yay, Ladies Night. And we just basically have a team of five ladies and we play heroes. And we play for fun, but it's also, it's fun when you win, right? Yeah. So yeah, I have been trying to get better. And I think that I am a whole lot better than when I started playing. When I started playing, I was terrible. So I think I am doing better. But yeah, the session with Kyle definitely helped.
Yeah, I mean, playing any MOBA is all about brute force. It takes time to learn. And even having a really good teacher, it's all about retaining that knowledge and then applying it whenever you remember it. Because that's the other thing about MOBAs. They're very fast-paced, and heroes can kind of... It's not super fast-paced, but it's fast-paced enough that if you don't think about what you're doing, you can really set the team back. And I've certainly had that happen to me, where I'll die and I'll be able to pinpoint, like, crap, I might have just lost the match for everybody. And, you know, remembering those tools is good.
Yeah, I find it's really snowball-y. It's like, there's not too much to do at the beginning. You're generally just going into your lane, you're killing some minions, you're poking at the other guy and just kind of being annoying. But very, very quickly, it starts to be like, okay, team fight into objective, into team fight, into mercs, into back to your lanes, back to your team fights, like, push this tower, go get this thing. And, you know, like, it very, very quickly becomes you are doing one thing after another, and there's a lot of movement and there's a lot of map awareness. And that just, it probably, like, within 10 minutes of starting the game, it's like just these things one after another, like there's no breathing time. So I think that's when I start to fall apart, is I'm just like, oh my god, there's 18,000 things that I should be doing right now. And then I end up wasting time because I'm like, well, I could get mercs, I could go back to my lane, or I could go help my teammate where it's a 2-on-3 situation, and I'm just like, oh my god, I don't know. And then I spend 30 seconds standing wherever I am trying to figure out what the best place to go is. And then usually I get there too late.
Yeah.
Regarding what Ryan was saying about them not being very fast paced, the pacing in MOBAs are very weird because when you're just moving around, compared to other games like a first person shooter, you're moving pretty damn slow.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But then things just happen so quickly. Like your entire team can be wiped in 10 seconds if everything goes wrong.
Yeah,
just like just diddling around, like in Heroes, just clicking on the map, or in Smite, just walking around kind of slowly. Then all of a sudden, a fight breaks out, and there's abilities flying everywhere, as lights flashing, and freaking chaos. And it's like, oh, five people are dead all of a sudden.
Yeah, you don't
exactly. What the hell just happened? Yeah, I was having a nice little walk across this map, and all of a sudden, it was like World War III out here.
Yeah, you don't move fast, but like you said, abilities start flying and death just springs out of nowhere. Fast. And that can be frustrating because just like a first-person shooter, if you just respawn, actually worse than a first-person shooter because when you die, your respawn rate increases or decreases rather. And when you're out there, you're I finally rezzed, I'm back in the game, let's do this. And then that Illidan just like, you know, he kills you. And
you're
like,
down
great.
For another 60 seconds, and you're like, ugh.
It's like, I have that feeling in Smite all the time. Like, I just got here, and now I have to, you know, listen to Apollo, you know, Apollo. I was like, oh, great. You know, I don't know. I like MOBAs because I like playing multiplayer games, but that's one of those issues that if you don't, simple mistakes can really be capitalized on by great players, so...
Very true. It's
much easier to learn, even like an objective-based FPS like Overwatch or Team Fortress. It's much easier to learn and just get like a decent level of adequacy than in a MOBA. Because in a first-person shooter, just, you know, pay attention, shoot the enemies, don't wander off by yourself. You know, you'll probably do okay.
Yeah.
But in a MOBA, you're can supposed do everything to be by right yourself. In that aspect. Yeah, or you can do everything right in that aspect. Be where you're supposed to be. Pay attention. But still, there's so many other things you need to know and that can go wrong and that you got to keep track of, like ability cooldowns. That is so hard to get used to, both your own and your opponent's.
Yeah.
Because it's really, really important to know, does he have his ultimate, or has Thor thrown his hammer in the last 8 seconds? If not, we can kill him. If he does, he'll just get away. Yeah. Stuff like that.
And then you get out of position.
Yeah,
you chase kill. And then you realize, oh, there was absolutely no chance whatsoever that I was actually going to kill him because he had a movement ability up, and now I'm out of position and going to die.
Hmm. Yeah.
I do that a lot because I'm extremely aggressive and I like to go hit people.
Well, that's it. I get bored and I want to go out and kill something. And then I'm like, oh, I'm out of position. And now everyone gets to yell at me. It's fine. I get bored easily because I don't play these games as often as I want to. So when I finally get like, okay, I've got 2 hours to play. Let's get in. Let's get dirty. Let's do this. And, you know, you're just like, oh, wait, I got to be more patient. And, you know, the kills will come. I just have to stop throwing my face at the enemy.
Yes, that is part of why MOBAs can feel very snowbally at times, is because when you start to get behind in levels or in smite and gold, so you don't have as many items, then you have to play safe. You have to stay under towers or not get into a fair fight or anything, because mm-hmm. you will just lose.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
a lot of times games just get out of control because people don't realize that they're fighting like they're on an even playing field and they just get slaughtered.
Right, and you mentioned first-person shooters, so I'll take this time to ask Dude75's question. He says, is everyone excited for next Tuesday for the open, the early access of the open beta for Overwatch? So is that something everyone's excited about?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yep.
I'm interested.
So much fun.
Yeah, I'm out of town on Tuesday, and I won't get to play, which is not a big deal because I don't even think I'll have... I ordered it off a different site, so I won't even have early access. But I'll be there for the open beta, so I think game night has been decided.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah,
it'll be nice. Post it. Just like Overwatch.
Don't even post it. Well, I have to post it. It's for the patrons, but I have faith in the patrons. We love them. They love us. Yes, I'm using the L word. So please say.
We're all going to coordinate and vote for Magicka too.
Oh gosh. Well, yeah, no, don't do that. Overwatch. It's what's for dinner.
I'm really excited about it. I'm excited for people who haven't had a lot of chance to play, who've only been into like the stress test weekends and stuff, to actually get a chance to get in there. I'm really glad that it's not a free-to-play title. So, it can't get kind of trolly, and a lot of Smurf accounts and stuff probably won't be an issue like they were on the open stress test weekend. So
yeah, we didn't have we played actually mentioning the stress test weekends, I think I only played that one time when we played together, and there was some people in there that were taking advantage. We were getting a little frustrated by the end of it, so I'm looking forward to them having an open beta where everybody can access it, and there'll be all kinds of skill levels, and we can, you know, maybe win a match, or at least get used to it.
I'm hoping that their matchmaking is a little bit better than it seems to be.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I think once it actually, at least in full release, it should be better, though. In any game, however good the matchmaking is, parties are always going to screw it up, especially if there's people in the party of significantly different skill levels.
True, because very it's just true.
Very difficult to create an actual even match in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. Never Say Cast in the chat room also asked, says his wife wants to get into streaming, but she's worried about talking enough for making it an interesting stream. Any tips that you'd suggest, or how do you get comfortable getting started streaming on your own? For me, what I did is I started by podcasting, and then that kind of grew into streaming, and I find it so much easier, like you're going to see on game night in a few minutes, to actually stream with people to start. So find co-op games, find things like, you know, well, we've been mentioning them, Heroes, Overwatch, Smite. We're, I think, going to play some Rocket League and some Depth tonight. So just basically like finding multiplayer co-op-y type titles that give you someone to kind of bounce ideas off of. It is really, really difficult to be a streamer when you don't have anyone else to actually like talk to.
Yeah, like bounce stuff off of.
Yeah, exactly. You can talk to chat, but, you know, I find I even struggle sometimes. I'll be talking to chat and I'll be like, oh, Mornash, that's so funny. And then I'm like, okay, wait, I have to read out what Mornash said, and then I have to have the reaction. And, you know, so sometimes like it does become kind of a one-sided experience. And if you're not in the chat room at that time, then, you know, watching VODs later, it kind of isn't as great. So I think a good kind of warm-up or like a practice is having somebody with you. And then if you're actually playing a game where it is just you without talking to anybody else, like for instance Hearthstone, then really all you have to do in a game like Hearthstone, you're actually really lucky because it's a fairly slow game. Mm-hmm. I find it's difficult if you're playing like solo heroes, like we just talked about it being fast paced. There's so much to think about. Like you can't really interact with the chat room and you can't do a lot of talking. So I think in Hearthstone, you're kind of lucky because you have the opportunity to sit there. You've got 2.5 minutes on your turn. You can say, okay, I'm thinking of doing this and that. You can answer questions from chat. Like, Hearthstone is a little bit easier to make interesting because you can basically just have your inner monologue about what you're thinking about with all your plays going on, and that's what you're filling the time with.
Right.
So it just depends really what she wants to stream, but I would say start by streaming with friends, like just to have that, to help bring you out of your shell. Because I know for me, when I started podcasting, I was like ridiculously shy and introverted, like couldn't talk in front of people, didn't go out and make friends, like I was the back corner of the classroom kind of person, totally completely just in my own head. And it took me sitting down with Ryan every week and talking and podcasting to kind of build up the confidence to just be able to sit and talk for an hour, mm-hmm. hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever. So it's definitely a process, and just jumping into it before you're 100% ready can be very discouraging. But the other thing is too, like she might be more entertaining than she realizes she is. Like,
yeah,
you'll build an audience who likes you for you, and that's totally fine. Like that's exactly what you want. So, you know, she'll be as entertaining as she is, and she'll draw in an audience based on the kind of content she's creating.
Yeah, and that's all really great advice. Write it down and remember it and use it. And the only thing I would add is that if you are interested in doing solo, I've done a couple solo streams, and it is hard. And really, you just, like, you have to get outside of your head and stop worrying about whether you're being entertaining and just play the game, because that's the whole point of Twitch, right? Is to show people a game you're playing. And for example, I did a solo stream of Stardew Valley, and that's the other thing too, is you have to be comfortable talking to yourself, because sometimes that's what it feels like.
And
playing off the chat, it gets easier as you go, and you just have to kind of think of them as your cohorts as you're playing, like using their text and regurgitating it and adding your comment to it, and I found works really well. But just playing the game and having it available for people to see is the number one thing, one of the most important things about Twitch, because that's what it's about, right? So if you start with a great game that you love and want to show to everybody, like take Stardew Valley is another great slower paced game to stream where you can focus on the gameplay 100% and the chat and be, you know, a little more talkative to yourself. Mm-hmm. And really that's the main thing, is just getting used to talking to yourself. It's not weird. It's just how you roll as a Twitch streamer. Mm-hmm. But playing with friends, number one easiest way to get into streaming. And even just even if you're playing a solo game, getting another friend playing the same solo game and starting at the same exact time, like people do multi Twitch streams for Stardew Valley and they go over really well.
We did Slenderman.
Yes.
Which was,
don't do that.
Well, I mean, but it's kind of a fun idea though, because even if you're playing single player games, like we played off each other a lot. Like I'd be walking through the woods and nothing bad would be happening to me, but somebody else would have something happen to them and they would be like, ah! And I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, well, nothing, because you're not technically in the same game, but just like having that play off each other, just, you know, audible to yourself in the stream really helps. Yeah. Ryan, you touched on something too that I wanted to highlight, saying playing a game that you want to show people. Play something, like, don't just go to Twitch and see what the most popular thing is, because the most popular thing is probably going to be League of Legends. And if you don't like MOBAs, and if, you know, you're not familiar with the game, you're probably not going to have fun. And people like to see other people having fun. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing something that you're just like, ah, whatever, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm dying a lot, this is really not fun, then no one's going to watch you. If you're playing something and crazy stuff is happening and you're having a good time, you're going to draw people in with that like positivity. Yeah. So that's another thing, like make sure that whatever it is that you're doing, you're having fun doing it. That's like, I get how many number one things can we have?
I'm pretty sure you can have as many as you want because Twitch is the best and it has yeah. all the number ones. But one thing you mentioned, like, again, this is what we do and this is what mm-hmm. we're entertained by and this is what we love doing. And things keep popping into my brain. They're like, ooh, try this, try this. And another good one, we mentioned multi-Twitch streams, and Don't Starve was one of those games we played for game night. And there's nothing stopping you from joining us for game night and streaming your side of it. And then you have like a dual stream going and saying like, well, I'm playing with the game night peeps. And this is my side of the view. Like Kearney has done that. Ping Pong Pete has done that in the past with Rocket League. So if you want to watch someone who can fly, you can go to his stream. Someone
who can actually play the game properly, then yes, yeah. you can watch Matt's stream and he is actually really, really good. Or you can watch us doing stupid things and looking up and watching Matt fly over us doing actual things.
Yeah, and that offers an opportunity for you to get your feet wet, you know, mm-hmm. get some experience and also have those people you're playing with, friends. Because you know what? When you play game night with us, you're playing with friends. It's a fun time.
Exactly. One last thing, Barbara in the chat room mentioned it. If you're going to be streaming, and I can't stress this enough, if you're a lady specifically,
yeah.
having mods that you know and trust is a very excellent point. My mods are, well, I think like Ryan, Jim, who is in the chat with us right now, Barbara, who is one of the ladies from Ladies Night. Mm-hmm. It just like people that I know personally, like I've met in person, or people who have been around my community for a really long time. Swexist is one of those community members. I've never met him in person, but you know, it's very much like your core group of people who are going to essentially protect you when you can't protect yourself, because you're going to be paying attention to the game. You're going to be paying attention to being entertaining. And if you have to watch the chat and make sure that terrible things aren't being said about you, because mm-hmm. terrible things at some point are probably going to be said about you.
Yeah.
Then, you know, having enough people that you know that someone is going to be in chat every time you stream and they're going to take care of the situation, then, you know, like that's very important. It allows you to focus on what you should be doing instead of taking yourself out of that to deal with an issue in the chat room.
Yeah. It's super important to have mods because, like you said, I remember it was like every week we'd be seeing while I'm playing the games, I'm watching Twitch chat as well, and I'd see things pop up, and it's just like that is if that person has parents, like they are not paying attention to what they're doing online, because that's just terrible, and that's where you know you got to throw some swords around, you got to get your knights to the round table, you got to have that sort of protection, because again, it takes you away from the game. You want to be able to focus, and if you want to be entertaining, you just want to have your focus on the game. Have your focus on the game. Have people in chat to kind of, you know, poke you. If you want to even make it easier to interact with chat, you could even have someone on the Skype call with you that's sort of helping monitor chat, similar to what I understand you do with the Getting Nailed stream, right? Or Get Nailed.
Get Nailed. Yeah.
And Getting Nailed.
The Get Nailed stream is me doing my nails. There's no sexy time.
That's, you know what I mean. Come on. I'm just trying to like. Raising
still a thing.
What is it? A pun? Is that what it's called? It's a
play on words.
Play on words. Thank you. It was a play on words. I just said it wrong. How come me saying it wrong makes it sound worse? Probably because everyone's used to the actual name of the show. But you have a narrator, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah. So Jim was narrating for a while, and then we had a couple of big donations on stream. So I pulled some of the big donators in to do the narration. And Jim, if you're around tomorrow, then we're going to, I don't know. I can't decide what I'm going to do for my nails tomorrow. So, but yeah, we're going to do a Get Nailed stream tomorrow. So,
Okay. Quickly. Someone has to suggest
100%
something.
100% sure. And I won't be home till about 4 o'clock. Cause I have to work overtime these days.
Aw, boo. Well, if you're around,
how about then... Spider-Man nails? All the other characters that you did. What'd you do? The Captain America and Iron Man?
You can do supporting staff. I can do Captain America and Iron Man. I do have Avengers nail wrap things.
But the movie doesn't come out till next week.
I know, so I was thinking of doing that next week. I could do Overwatch.
Yeah.
Because then Overwatch, the beta's next week, and then I could do... Captain America. I could do that on next week, but anyways.
You can do Tracer's butt wedgie on your thumb.
There.
Ah, there we go.
That'd be super easy, right?
Hashtag butts.
Yeah, butt gate. How come every time we talk about Twitch, it has to end with butts? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Twitch is like...
Everything is all about the butts.
I'm all good with the butts, yeah. That's fine. Civil War would be great, but... Yeah, that's next week. So this week, yeah, Overwatch sounds like a good one. Leo's saying they just added another comic. I haven't checked out the McCree comic yet, so I'm behind. It's not animated and cool looking, so I haven't watched it yet.
I was going to say, I thought you meant an animation, but no, a comic. Okay, yeah. I haven't read any of the comics, so I'll have to go check that out. But yeah.
Apparently it's pretty light on content.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So is it like the Smite comic you made me read?
I didn't make anybody read that.
I haven't read the sequel yet. I need to check out the sequel.
All right, so I think that's probably going to do it for us on the Patreon Hangout. So it's time for game night. I think we're going to jump in and be sharks first.
Let's do some sharks.
All right, we're going to go play some Depth. I think if you guys in the chat room haven't picked it up, Depth is currently on sale for like $5 or something. And if you're not familiar with the game, I think it's going to be on sale until tomorrow morning. So you should definitely go check it out on Steam if you like the stream tonight and go pick it up, because it is a super fun game. I've never actually played it online. I've just played it like online with friends. I mean, like there's like a matchmaking type lobby system, but I've only played it with friends and it's been stupid fun. So I definitely recommend anyone going to pick that up. Again, it's on sale on Steam till tomorrow morning and it is super duper cheap. So, yeah, we will be right back with some Depth. And then I think after we play some rounds of Depth, we're going to jump in and play some basketball in Rocket League. So, all right. Cool. We will be right back.
Bye, everybody.